B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Justin, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. I recently went on a date with a beautiful, attractive girl. I even went as far enough. I bought some Celtics tickets. Uh-huh. You know, some really good tickets at that. We chopped it up at a sports bar, played mm-hmm. a few games. Everything went great. You know, it seemed like she was digging me. Then, you know, I called her. I've been calling a few days, and she just hasn't been returning my phone calls. I've even sent her a few text messages like, hey, you know, what's up?
Yeah.
Justin,
what's up?
You know,
original.
I bought some tickets. Like, what's going on?
Honestly, that sounds like an ideal date. You go into a sports bar. Yeah. You go into a Celtics game.
Exactly.
I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So at no point did you, how can I say this? Did you take your out at any point?
Oh, my
did you?
Oh, man, no.
Did you get?
No, I didn't do that.
All right, because sometimes people say, no, the date was great, and then the person's like, they did that, and I'm like, how could you not, like, think that maybe that's why?
Right. Why didn't you?
Yeah. Okay, so it was a nice, normal date. Yeah, nice, normal conversation. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so we'll give her a call for you next. All right, Justin?
Please, thank you.
Okay, cool. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we spoke to this nice dude. His name is Justin. He went out with this girl, Tanya, a couple times. Again, I'm going to ask you again. Is there anything that you might have done or said the last time you hung out with her that I would have turned her off?
I did mention a few things about my cats. I own two cats named Trixie and Baxter.
Oh, you own cats?
There it is.
Yeah.
Trixie and Baxter.
So leave him alone.
Yeah, Trixie and Baxter. Yeah, those are my babies.
Okay, there's only one girl on this planet that finds that appealing and endearing, and that's Melissa.
Listen, it's cute.
I'm running out my prediction right now. All right, we're going to give her a call. Hang on, Justin. Stay quiet.
Hello.
Hi, Tanya.
Yeah, who's this?
Tanya, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro and Pebbles and Melissa. Can we ask you something really quick? It's a good thing, I swear.
Did I win a contest or something?
No. Well, yeah. Okay, let me just finish. You kind of won something. Okay, so we got a phone call from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a nice date, okay? And here, the reason we're calling you is because he gave us your number so we can offer you whatever you'd like to do for a date. You name it, you tell us the place, when you could do it, all that stuff, and we will set everything up. We'll reserve it for you and this gentleman, who, by the way, is a nice guy. You know him. I'm going to tell you his name. It's not going to be like a weird trick type of thing.
Okay,
remember, free date. We'll pay for it. Between you and Justin.
Justin who?
Justin the one, you actually went out with him already. You went to a Celtics game?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
No. Is it the cats?
Yeah, so Justin told us about the date. Is it the cats?
Oh, my God. So it's the cats and the guy is pathetic. I'm all set. I'm good.
Okay, why is he pathetic?
He actually was left at the altar 2 weeks ago by some chick that he was engaged to.
Wait.
That was
cheating on him. That
and
soon?
He was crying. I'm thinking that, you know what? I've been out of a relationship for a while. I've also been celibate for a while. I'm going to get some. But I couldn't even get my wet friend.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow. Hold on a second. Yeah. I mean,
what is happening?
I don't even know what to add. I'm just going to stop you right there, Tanya. Justin's on the phone, I think, still. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Really, Tanya? I wasn't crying. You know, we got into a deep conversation, but I thought we were both, you know, like, you know, hearing that, she thinks I'm, like, pathetic, you know, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. So but what happened? Why'd you get left at the altar?
Well, Jasmine, she's a good girl. You know, she just, you know, had a really young mindset in a sense. You know, she wasn't really fully...
No. Let me interrupt because I need to tell you what he told me. She cheated on him And then she had the nerve to leave him at the altar, and he still wanted to marry her. What the f***? I've never heard such a weak man in my whole entire life.
Oh, I feel bad.
You don't know about Jasmine. That's what he told me. You can't really speak on that. You know, like, again, she was a good girl. You know, she just made a lot of bad decisions, but, you know, she's still a great person. And that's pretty much why I went on this date. You know, I wanted to, you know, meet some new people, you know, have a day for Valentine's Day, you know, just kind of, you know, leave, like, my cats in the, you know, leave my cats.
Can I just say something? So good luck with all of that with all of your baggage.
Oh, God.
Because, to be honest with you, okay, that's too much baggage to bring to a date. I'm done with this conversation. I have to go to work.
So,
bye, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
I'm done.
You missed out.
So,
is that no to a... Oh, never mind. She hung up. I'm guessing she's going to say... She was saying no to another date, Justin.
And see, that's what I get for being honest. You know, I just wanted a date for Valentine's Day. You know, but no, like, I got... You know, for being honest.
Well,
but whatever.
I feel for Justin. I really do.
Hey, Justin, I like you. And you like cats.
I do. I love cats.
It's right. And Melissa likes cats.
Okay, hold on. Where are you going with this?
Well, no, Justin, okay, let me hold on a second. But Justin, you just said you kind of just want someone to, like, hang out with for Valentine's Day, right? Not like a commitment.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So why don't Melissa? Why don't you and Justin just go chill? Listen,
for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
Listen, we'll pay. We'll pay for the date.
I know we'll pay for the date. I get that.
Okay. How about it? So here's the thing, Justin. Melissa has a thing with Valentine's Day where she doesn't want to do it unless she's more serious. How about you go out on Wednesday?
Yeah, because I'm not going to go out on a date with a guy I don't know on Valentine's Day. That's weird.
How about we ask Justin if he wants to go out with Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, this is weird.
The whole thing's weird. Like, we need to have two parties that both want to do this.
Justin, it's Valentine's week. How about you and Melissa go out on Wednesday? We'll pay for it. You can bond over cats and whatever else you're
this
into.
Is so weird.
That sounds great. Maybe we can bring our cats on the date. You know,
all
make
right.
it like a family.
No, now that's weird.
Make it a family. You know.
Listen. He does sound a little weird. Justin, you sound really nice. You do.
You sound wonderful.
Thank you. I'll do it. You know, like he said, just wants to hang out and meet new people and whatever.
Yeah.
And I like to think outside the box, especially with dating a lot lately. So I will do it.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Hold on. I'm just saying, this is just like a friendly type thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's perfect because, like, Justin's just looking for someone to hang out with.
And can I pick the place?
You can pick the place.
All right. I already got a spot.
She's spending all your money.
Hell yes, I am.
Justin, let me ask you a question. Do you like steak? Because I already know where this is going.
And what kind?
Yeah. I'm a ribeye guy, you know. I'm a little expensive, you know, so...
Say no more!
It's kismet!
Say no more!
Justin, hang on the phone. We're going to set this up for this week. Melissa and Justin going on a date.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. All right, so just to be clear, our second date update on Thursday, on Valentine's Day, we'll be with Justin and our Melissa.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
How would you feel if you had somebody over your house after a date and then they were like, oh, I got an emergency, I gotta leave, I just got a text? Well, that's what happens to Michelle with David. He bounces because of a quote-unquote emergency, and then she never hears from him again. So what really happens? We're gonna find out tomorrow at 8:10 right here. Get out.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.